तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यस्य कृपासिन्धुभ्यः पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्याम्ने गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यम् द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि तया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणं। In our morning class, we explained that we want happiness. This is our transcendental constitutional position. All wants happiness. Anyhow, we have deviated from Supreme Lord. And here we are searching happiness here, there, everywhere. And we explained how, there is no happiness. Some semblance, but still it is suffering. Now the second question, who is realizing, testing, this happiness or sufferings? Who is that? Is this body or soul? Different from body, that soul is, or this body is myself and body is walking, wishing, everything doing? We should know. Then also we came to conclusion by class that we are not body. Really we are not. There are two kinds of what souls or super souls or things or vastu. There are two kinds of matters.
Substances.
One material things, and another is anuchit. Anuchit means
minute conscious.
What is jad and what is chetan? What is
matter,
what is matter, or what is
conscious?
You. What is matter?
Krishna explains that he has three main energies: his antaranga shakti, baharanga shakti.
What my question is?
What is matter?
There are two
objects.
Sheets.
One is matter. One is conscious.
So what is matter?
What is inner?
Matter is the inert five elements in this world. And false ego.
What is the main symptom?
Inert. Between conscious and
oh, this pillar is conscious or matter?
Oh, it's inert. No, not
inert,
conscious.
Inert.
Hmm?
Not conscious, it's inert.
So what is the difference? What is the symptom of this and that?
One has consciousness, the other does not.
Thinking, willing, feeling, and desire.
Yeah.
Doesn't have consciousness.
In other words, the inert matter has no thinking, feeling, and willing.
You?
I was saying one eats, breathes, sleeps, thinks, wills.
What?
And fast food.
I have fast food.
What?
No,
again?
conscious thinks, breathes, eats, sleeps, walks. Maybe not walks. But wills.
I told so many things, so many times. What?
Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita,
I want simply what Krishna tells, simply the definition or symptom of both.
One is alive,
one is
unconscious.
Yeah. Free will.
Free will.
Hmm.
Feeling, willing, knowing. These three powers which have, these are conscious, which have not, they are inert.
Understand?
Feeling, willing, and knowing.
Oh, wish. There must be some wish.
Desire.
Yeah. And realizing happiness and experiences.
Feeling,
knowing, feeling.
Feeling, willing, and knowing. Ichcha, anubhav, kriya. Jisme hai uchetan, jisme nahi hai
ujjor. These are the symptoms of a anuchit ji. And those who have not, they are worldly matters. Worldly matters. Even consciousness is also true. Anuchit jiva and vibhuchit Bhagavan. What?
Conscious living entity also two types. The separated parts and parcels as the jivas who are minute in comparison to the Supreme Lord and the Supreme Lord himself who is the super soul. Mm.
That vibhuchit. Who is Vibhuchit?
Krishna, the all-pervading consciousness.
And his all manifestations. And they are called swans.
Manifestation, expansion.
But what is Vibhinans?
Infinitesimal separated part and parcel, the jiva.
Yeah. You can stand up and tell about jivata. Where are our late friends? Two?
They are
late friends.
He's coming.
Coming.
They are jivatattva.
Very good. Go on.
Jivatattva.
About jivatattva, what do you know?
Maharaj.
Don't sleep.
Om Agyanita Mirandasya.
Try to hear.
Gananjana Shalakaya. Chakshu Unlitam Jina Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. So it's just been explained that of the conscious beings, there are two categories. One is Swamsa and the other is Vibhinamsa. Swamsa is referring to the Supreme Lord and his expansions. They are Vibhu. And Vibhinamsa, this is referring to the living entities who are separated parts and parcels. So Srila Gurudev has ordered me to say something about Jivtattva. What is the origin of the jiva? In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is explained, Jivaras Rupa Hoy Krishna Nityatas. Krishna Tatasa Shakti Beda Ved Prakash. That the living entity Jivas Rupa Hoy Krishna Nityatas is an eternal, intrinsically, is an eternal servant of Krishna. That he is simultaneously one Krishna Beda Beda Prakash. He's simultaneously one and different from the Supreme Lord. So, what is the origin of the living entity? In Jivadharma, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur has explained that when Krishna, Supreme Lord, he situates himself in his Tatastha Shakti, then he manifests Baladev. And that Baladev, situated in the Tatastha Shakti, from him are emanating Nitya Mukta Parishad Jeeves. That means those living entities who are situated in Goloka Vrindavan.
Is this telling okay?
I'll
you have forgotten.
Again. I'll explain. No, no.
Those
yes.
From
hmm?
Don't use the word Tatastha in this moment.
Baladev manifests them right in Vrindavan
and not in the as is explained in Jaivadhamma in
not,
page 360.
Not as you are saying.
The word Tatastha is not your word.
This is your.
Yeah.
You have forgotten.
Okay, so I'll explain a different way.
So you can listen.
No, I can explain a different way.
Yes.
That emanating from Sri Baladev in Golok Vrindavan, that they're those living entities who are serving, they're eternally serving, they're Nitya Mukta Parishad Jeeves. They have never seen this material world. They do not know about this material world.
What they are doing?
They are serving in pure love and devotion. So these Nitya Mukta Parishad Jeeves, they're situated in Goloka Vrindavan. In Dwarka Mathura, living entities who are emanating from Mool Sankarshan, they are also serving in pure love and devotion. They never come in contact with the material energy.
Like Golok Vrindavan Parishads? Same?
No, they're not serving as those who are in Vraj. In Vraj, they're serving, their mood is imbued with madhurya, sweetness.
And
whereas in Dwarka and Mathura, then there's the combination, there's madhurya and also there's Aishvarya or opulence mood. In Vaikuntha, emanating from Maha Sankarshan, who is an expansion of Mool Sankarshan, the living entities there in Vaikuntha, they're Nitya Mukta Parishad Jeeves also, but in Vaikuntha. And they're also serving Lord Narayan, Lord of Vaikuntha, with this mode of Aishwarya or Madhurya. So the question will come. I mean, with Aishwarya mode, sorry, with opulence mode. So then the question will come. What about the living entities who are in this material world? Because it's explained, Jivaras Rupa Hoi Krishnir Nitya Das, that the eternal servants of Krishna. So, constitutionally being eternal servants of Krishna, does that mean that those living entities in this material world, that they've come from Vaikuntha, they've come from Dwarka Mathura, or they've come from Vraj? So Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he clarifies this in the second line, Krishnir Tatasa Shakti Beda Beda Prakash, that the living entities in this material world are emanating from the Tatastha Shakti. So, what is the Tatastha Shakti? Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he explains that beyond this material cosmic manifestation, you have the coverings of earth, water, fire, air, ether, etc. Eight coverings, each 10 times thicker than the previous one. And after these coverings, then you have the Viraja River, or the causal ocean. That the place where the Viraja River is touching the shore, that line, that very thin demarcation line, that this is called Tatta, the marginal line, that from this region, the living entities who are coming into this material world, they're emanating from
my
there.
My late friends have come?
Try to sneak in.
Thank you to come. But one late friend has not yet come.
So, how the living entities, the Nitya Bhada Jeeves in this material world, how they have emanated from this Tatastha region, then this is explained by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that Krishna, when he situates himself in Maya Shakti, then there the three Purush avatars, Karnadakshaya Vishnu, Gabadakshaya Vishnu, and Chiradakshaya Vishnu. And when that Karnadakshaya Vishnu is situated within the Tatastha region, then coming from Paramatma, emanating the living entities. These living entities, they have the choice whether to look towards the transcendental world, Vaikuntha, or whether to look towards this material world. And those living, Gurudev has explained that this choice, this time, is so minute that just as when mustard seeds are falling on a sharp blade, the time that some mustard seeds will go left and some will go right, in that time period, which is like so minute, that the living entity has that decision to go to Vaikuntha or go to this material world. And those Nityabada, the conditioned souls who are in this material world, that we've made this choice to come here to the material world. So in this way, the living entities within this material world, they have come from that Tathashtha region emanating from Karna Dakshai Vishnu, who is situated there.
Thank you.
So if Krishna only gives us that split second to choose, how are we to make the proper choice?
Yes, or then, sir.
I think Srila Gurudev has explained that the living entities are coming out from the glands of Mahavishnu. Within his glands, there is light, and in the light, you can see. So the living entities at that time, being within the light of the glands of the Lord, have sufficient intelligence to look this way or that way and make the choice.
More, you should clarify about Jiva Tattva. That he has left. But he has told, okay.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has explained to Sri Sanatan Goswami that the living entity is compared with a spark from a fire or the rays of the sun. The rays of the sun are in quality one with the sun, but are quantitatively different. Although the rays and the sun are both eternal, the sun is the source and the origin, and the rays are subordinate and coming from that source. The living entity is also compared by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the sparks of a fire. The heat and light of the fire are the energies of the fire. And those sparks, sometimes because they're very tiny, they can fall from the fire. When they fall onto the ground, if they get in touch with something moist, then they forget or they lose their identity as fire. And if they touch onto dry grass, then immediately they become ablaze. So if the living entity gets good association, then he can again revive his spiritual nature. The nature of the living entity is naturally reality. The living entity is vastu, vastuva vastu, truth or reality, just as Krishna is the supreme vastuva vastu. But now, coming in contact with matter, the living entity has taken on a nature of avastuva vastu, that is an artificial, temporary nature by association with artificial, temporary matter. The example is given in Jiva Dharma of water. The nature of water is liquidity. It's the dharma of the water. But when water is in an unnatural situation, that is when it's very hot or very cold, the water becomes covered by an artificial temporary nature. If it's very hot, then that water will appear as steam or vapor. And if it's very cold, then although water is just liquid and not harmful at all, in an artificial situation of freezing weather, that water becomes like ice. And if you throw it at somebody, it will hurt. So that is not the real nature of the water. It's a temporary artificial covering. And if the water stays in that way for a long time, you just start thinking it's ice and you forget that it's water. So because we've been in the material association since the beginning of time, we have forgotten our real nature and are identifying with the artificial covering.
Thank you. What one people? You? Something you are discussing? Can any soul who is liberated and he has gone to Vaikunth, Dwarka, Mathura, Ayodhya, or anywhere in Vaikunth, can he fall down or not?
No.
You? Can he fall down or not? Why not?
Stand up, please.
You cannot? Mata Yusuf. Stand up and speak.
The microphone.
Stand up. But see that you should not fall down.
Sri Krishna said in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, there he has very clearly, he has reconciled or covered this question over. There he has stated, in especially the 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, that he has, to Arjuna, he has stated many things. There he has said, Abrahma Bhuvana Loka Punaravartino Arjuna.
Very good.
This. And there he is saying very clearly that those who come to me, those who come to my abode, they never leave me. So this is one pramana I know. This is the only one that is really coming to my mind.
More something more?
Oh, I can't think of anything.
You know?
Oh, no.
You? Can you tell something?
Can you just turn down the volume for a moment? Turn down the volume completely. Om Gyananti Mirani Jati Gyanantam Shalakya Chakshurya Meditavani Tasmai Shri Guruvayi Namaha. Shri Gurudev, in many places, he has spoken very nicely and in details about this very point of that some people have a great misconception about the Siddhanta that living entities, they actually can fall or they do fall or they have come from Golok Vrindavan. Once they were there and they forgot the Lord and that's why they're here. But the different descriptions in Shastras, even from the beginning of all the compilations from Srila Vedavyas and then down after all the acharyas who have given commentaries on those original texts have very clearly given solid points refuting this very thought or idea that living entities, they can fall from the Vaikuntha. First of all, the illusory energy or the Bahiranga Shakti of the Supreme Lord has no capacity to enter in the Chidrajya or in the spiritual world. There, all the affair of the Lord, all the dealings, dham and everything else, is only conducted by the Yogamaya potency, that is the internal potency of the Lord. And there is no chance or any opportunity or room for even a moment for anyone to forget the Lord. Why? Because the bliss there of serving each other between the Lord and the devotee is so strong and it is ever enhancing that they cannot even think of anything else but to serve the Lord, or the Lord is always thinking to serve his devotee. It's only here in the material world that we have a vision which distracts us
to serve the Supreme Lord. Now, if we were to make all this hard endeavor to go through the stages of Shraddha, then Bhajana Kriya, Nartanivritti, then Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav, Prem, we can now have some idea of it. We haven't yet gone through all those stages, but we can see how difficult it is, how hard it is to attain that wonderful drop of Bhava or Rati, which actually makes us capable or makes us qualified to now enter in the spiritual world and experience praying. So, after making all this endeavor, if we were to fall back again, then what was the use or what was the wonderful thing about this process of bhakti? Not only that, if this influence of Maya Shakti can subject the living entity to fall down, it is also applicable on the Supreme Lord and his associates as well. So, if we were to say that, then we are trying to, in a conversely way, prove that Maya is more powerful or is superior to the Supreme Lord. That which Mayavadis have the version, that by the influence of this Maya Shakti, Brahma, the part of Brahma comes or manifests as Jeev or living entity. So, whereas we hear very clearly in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Sanatana Shiksha, Srila Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami is explaining, Suryan Chakiran Jaise Agni Jwala Chai, Krishna Svabhavik Teen Prakash Shakti Hai. And then in the following verses he's saying that these different energies, namely the internal, the marginal, and the external energy of the Lord, is always in complete control of the Supreme Lord. It's not separate from Him, it's not independent from Him, it's always serving His desire and His purpose throughout, because it is His energy. They are non-different from each other, and yet still there's a difference. Just like the sun disk and the sun rays, like the heat and light and the flame. They are always there. Whenever there is a little spark, there'll be some light, there'll be some heat. And if one is not there, the other is not there. Symptom and the object, both has to be there all the time. So all these points, they very clearly prove that living entities do not fall from Vaikuntha or from anywhere in the spiritual sky. The Tathastha Shakti, or the living entities coming from the marginal platform, that is the line between the spiritual world and the material world, they were never in the spiritual world. They belong to the Supreme Lord. They are His part and parcel. It can be understood with one example which Srila Gurudev gave sometimes. Last time I remember he gave this example in Malaysia. And that is like a person who is married and then the wife is pregnant, but now because of the circumstances they are separated, or the wife is at one place and the husband has gone to some other place, and in the meantime the wife, she gives birth to the baby. So now this baby who is taken birth, he belongs to that father, but he has no information or idea of his relationship with his father. Gradually, as he will grow up and his mother will educate him about that relationship, or his awareness about that relationship will manifest, then he will understand that what is the meaning of that relationship, and that relationship will dictate all the knowledge and all the knowledge about serving his father and how his father is related to him. Similarly, the living entities from Tathastha Shakti, they were never there in the spiritual world, but now when they are here and they have the great fortune or opportunity to come in the association of those who are self-realized souls, sadhus, and they engage themselves in this process of Shuddha Bhakti, then they gradually become aware of their real nature. Their constitutional form awakens gradually by engaging in this process of pure devotional service. And then they attain a level which is prem or bhav bhakti, which entitles them to again have the permission to enter in the spiritual world and stay there forever. only then, afterwards, to assist the Lord in his pastimes. Just like Lord himself descends in the spiritual world to benefit the living entities and to serve many more purposes, then they come with him to help him. Or, on his instructions, they come down here as his messengers to bring the deviated or living entities who are conditioned and suffering in this material world to come back to their real nature or real position and serve him. They are never, again, being present here in the material world, they are never influenced by the external energy. Bahiranga Shakti can never in any way influence them. It is always subservient. Even here, their all activities are conducted by the internal energy or yoga maya.
Thank you. Try to know very clearly, like he taught. Everything is clear. What?
One simple point, that spiritual domain is known as Vaikuntha. Kunta means, one meaning is anxiety, right? And Vai means a place without anxiety. There's no fear, there's no anxiety there.
Because no maya.
Right.
External maya is not there. And right. She is only the reason.
So if every day there is the fear of your bosom friend leaving you, your parents leaving you, your son, your pets leaving you, just disappearing because they had one bad thought or envy, they were envious of Krishna, wanted to be like him, so they disappeared immediately from there, that place wouldn't be Vaikuntha, it would be Kunta. Everyone would be in anxiety there. Who will we lose next? Who will disappear next? It will be worse than here. Because look at how many jivas are here, unlimited, countless. So how many broken hearts are there? Losing family members constantly, their pets. It's a very bad place to be, according to their philosophy. But the jiva falls.
इन्होंने एक पॉइंट बताया वहाँ पर कि भय जो है यहाँ पर जिस चीज का भय हमको कि जिसको मैं प्यार करता हूँ मेरे कुत्ते मेरे घोड़े या मेरा मित्र या मेरी पत्नी ये मुझसे कहीं बिछड़ ना जाए क्योंकि यहाँ संसार में ऐसा होते देखते हैं हम सब समय तो यही चीज वैकुंठ जगत में भी होनी थी तो फिर वहाँ पे भी लोगों को सब समय ये भय व्याप्त रहेगा कि अरे अब ये मेरा मित्र चला गया कहीं कृष्ण ना चला जाए कभी ये ना हो जाए तो इस भय के कारण वो लोग सब समय दुख में रहेंगे
वहाँ
पर और अगर दुख में रहेंगे तो वो स्थान फिर वैकुंठ कैसे हुआ क्योंकि वैकुंठ तो वो स्थान है जहाँ पे ऐसा कोई भी दुख नहीं हो सकता
और देयर इज नो फियर
हाँ यही पॉइंट वो
नो फियर एट ऑल नो माया इल्यूजरी माया एक्सटर्नल माया दिस इज द मेन पॉइंट नाउ यू शुड नो दैट एनी जीव कैन नॉट फॉल डाउन फ्रॉम वैकुंठ गोलोक वृंदावन अयोध्या मथुरा और इन Only some parikar may come with Krishna for giving instructions and to make pastime for us. That anyhow, we should be attracted to Krishna. That is why they may come. Like Jai Pijai, like so many, Chitraketu Maharaj, they are not deviated, but they have come from the wish of Krishna for us, to attract us. Now there are two things, swans and vibhinas. What is swans? Can you? And what is vibhinas?
Magana Timaranda Sakyananda Nasalaka Chakshuran Vilitanjena Tismayasi Gurave Nama Srila Gurudeva has ordered me to speak a few words about these terms, Swangsa and Vibhinangsa. First of all, Swangsa. Swangsa means Swa-angsa. Swa means his own angsa part.
Who jansa?
Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Who is he?
Krishna Chandra.
Yes.
Etech Angsa Kalapungsa Krishnas to Bhagavan Swayam Indrari Vyakulam Lokam Meridianti Yuge Yuge. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it is described that Krishna has so many angsas, parts. These angsas, which are his incarnations, Ramadi Motishu Kalani Amena Tishtan Nana Avataram Akarod Bhuvaneshu Kintu, Krishna Swayam Samabhavat Paramapumanyo Govindam Adipurusham Tamam Bhajami, Ram, Narasingha, Varahadev, Matsya Kurma. So many incarnations, these are Krishna's songs of own manifestations. They are Vishnu Tattva. They are the Supreme Lord Himself, but manifesting His Shakti to various degrees. There is only one Supreme Personality of Godhead, but in accordance to how much He is manifesting His Shakti, then He will be perceived in different ways. For example, there is only one moon, yet still we use the name new moon, half moon, full moon. On different days, depending on how much light is shining from that moon, there are different names. So similarly, when Supreme Lord is manifesting only His some opulence in the form of Lakshmi Devi, then He's seen by the world as Narayan, Lakshmi Narayan. When He's showing more power, then we see Him as Sita and Ram. And when the full manifestation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, along with His full potency is there, then Radha Purna Shakti, Krishna Purna Shakti Man, Duvastu Bednai, Shastra Praman. So, Supreme Lord, He is called Angsi, the origin of all Angsa. Krishna is called Angsi. And from Angsi, the origin of all manifestations, Angsa have come. So those Angsas who have come directly from Him, who are non-different from Him, who are Vishnu Tattva, they are called Swa-Angsa or Swangsa. Now we come to the point of Vibhinangsa. Vibhinangsa means
even something in Swans.
Hare Krishna. So, one Srila Gurudev raised this question in Mathura and explained very clearly. Supreme Personality Godhead Sri Krishna has three powers.
Mainly
three powers. Chit Shakti,
he has so many.
Internal power.
Ananta.
Chit Shakti, Jeev Shakti, and Maya Shakti.
Ladini, Sambit,
and Sandhini.
Sandhini.
So, Chit Shakti means internal potency, Jeev Shakti means marginal potency, and Vairanga means Maya Shakti, external potency. So, when Supreme Personality Godhead is situated all his three main power, and when its parts, then it called Swangsa. So means own, Angsa means parts. But just like a big mountain and his one part is stone, not like this. Because the small part of the mountain is not equal to the big mountain. The Supreme Personality Godhead has so many qualities, though they are Angsa, but they have also same qualities. Theoretically, they are same. All are Vishnu Tattva. So it is mentioned in Shastras that Om Purnam Adam Purnam Idam Purnat Purnam Udachyate Purnasam Purnam Adaya Purnam Evava Shishyate. Supreme Person Godhead Krishna is complete. Which part is coming from Him as a Sangsa, they are also complete. So now inquiry may come in our mind, how it is possible? Because we are in this mic world, so we could not imagine this thing. Just like I am giving one example from mathematics. Infinity minus infinity is equal to infinity. Similarly, Purna minus Purna is equal to Purna. So though the Sangsa means all incarnation of God, it is called Sangsa or Avatar. Though they are Angsa or part of Krishna, but theoretically they are same, all are Vishnu Tattva. And Vibhinangsa, when Supreme Person is Godhead, is situated with all power, but hiding all power, only situated with Tatastha power or marginal potency, then is part called Vibhinangsa or Jeev. But they are theoretically not same. Krishna is Supram is the Godhead and Jeev is his Angsa. Krishna is Mayantu Prakriti Vidhi Mayinantu Maheswaram. Jeev has quality to be covered or controlled by Mahamaya for conditioned soul. But Krishna is Mayadhis, is controller of Maya, not controlled by Maya, means by never controlled by Mahamaya, and always he is master of Mahamaya and master of Jogmaya even also. But Jeev, especially who is in conditioned soul, they always they have chance to covered or controlled by Mahamaya. Hare Krishna.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or his followers have accepted Shakti Parinam Bad, not Vastu Parinam Bad. Understanding? Shakti Parinam Bad and Vastu Parinam Bad. Oh, there are different things. Do you know something? Oh, yes. Try to understand. These are basic principles, like platform. It will make platform. If there is no platform, this, and you are telling in the ear of Gurudev, Gurudev, what is my Siddha Swarup? Then Gurudev may tell that your Swarup is Gopi Swarup. This will not do. Oh, you should learn all this is done. Automatically a very strong platform. And then our Siddha Swarup will come and manifest. Only not yeah. What, Gurudev, what is my Siddha Swarup? This is not true. You should know all these things first.
So, Srila Gurudev has ordered me to say something about Vastu Parinamavad and Shakti Parinamavad. We know that.
All acharyas, Ramanu, Madhva, Vishnu Sami, Nimbadi, they have accepted Vastu Parinam in any way. And Shankaracharya has accepted neither this, neither that.
Vivartavad.
Vivartavad. He did not accept Shakti of Vastu, power of Vastu, or any quality, any form, anything like Bauddha. Go on.
So we know that there are four Vaishnava Sampradayas, and all of them have their various philosophies. See, Ramanujacharya, his philosophy is Vishishtadvaitavad. See, Madhvacharya, his philosophy is Dvaitavad. Nimbaditya, his philosophy is Dvaitadvaitavad. And the Vishnu Swami, his philosophy is Shuddhadvaitavad. All of them have one thing in common, and that is that their philosophy is called Vastu Parinamavad. That there is one Vastu, one absolute substance, that is Bhagavan, Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that one original Vastu, that one substance, has transformed himself, and he has become the marginal potency, the external potency, internal potency, all of these things, they have come from him directly. This is called Vastu Parinamavad. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, however, has given some speciality in his philosophy that is called Shakti Parinamavad. He explains that the original Vastu, Swayam Bhagavan, Krishna Chandra, does not undergo any parinam or transformation. The word parinam means transformation. Just as milk can transform into yogurt, this is an example of parinam, transformation. So similarly, it is not that the Supreme Lord himself, Vastu, undergoes transformation to become everything else. Vastu Parinamavad. This is the philosophy.
He cannot be Jeev or this material world.
This is the philosophy of four sampradayas. But rather, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, Shakti Parinamavad. The Vastu Supreme Lord remains the same. but he is equipped with shakti, with potency. That potency undergoes transformation, and the jivas and the spiritual world and material world, chit jagat, maya jagat, and jiv jagat, they are all the parinam of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's shakti. This is called shakti parinamavad.
As an example.
Question, yes, good.
Good
answer.
What?
My question is that if in Vastu Parinambad, if it is that the Supreme Lord, you subtract 10 from 10, still you have 10, nothing's missing from the Supreme Lord, then what is the harm in Vastu Parinambad?
Oh, there is something. We'll have to reconcile. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has reconciled all these things. It cannot be, because Vedas are telling different. They don't accept this.
इसमें फिर सबसे पहला प्रश्न ये आता है, then this way my first question would be, then what is the difference between Swansh and Vivinansh? If there is no harm between Vivinansh, the Supreme Lord.